Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know the checkoff's being utilized to share the beef sustainability story with consumers. Tell me more.
Absolutely. As many cattlemen and women know, some individual organizations and companies spread misinformation about cattle's role in the environment. The Beef Checkoff works tirelessly to combat this message through scientifically proven research because ultimately the truth is in the science. For years, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars into beef sustainability research to learn, understand, and strategically communicate beef's place in a sustainable food system. This research provides a basis for most checkoff-funded advertising campaigns and other initiatives. Beef sustainability message is then communicated to many audiences, including consumers, registered dietitians, the scientific community, influencer, chefs, and communities abroad through a fully integrated marketing approach.
Learn more at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cattle futures closed mixed Wednesday in a somewhat uneventful trading day. June live cattle will finish their final trading day, moving August to the spot month position. Not expected to create any usual volatility as the market will remain close to cash. August is trading at a slight discount now, but it has 2 months to accomplish the task of anticipating where cash will be and then settling to it. The limited cash activity that has developed does indicate that cash prices might be a bit higher. July hog futures shined yesterday, closing with a double-digit gain. Later contracts just could not keep up with it, but still closed higher. The national direct afternoon price was down $1.90, and cutouts were down 91 cents. That is not a good combination conducive to continued upside price movement. However, with hogs being marketed at lighter weights, and with some being so light resulting in discounts, the concern over continued tightening supply is alive and well. Now, softer wheat prices across the spectrum overnight with ranges fairly tight in winter wheat contracts. While Minneapolis sets back double digits ahead of the June 30 reports, Minneapolis wheat has been leading complex strength of late, but featured a massive reversal on Tuesday after setting fresh contract highs. Chicago followed suit, although Kansas City was able to buck the trend. Modestly lower corn prices overnight as contracts set back slightly from the previous 2 days' rallies ahead of the all-important USDA reports. The technical picture heading into these reports is mixed, to say the least, with December contracts trading above the 100-day moving average, but below the 50-day. Short and intermediate-term trends are down, while the longer-term trend could still be called up, setting up a contracting triangle pattern. A case can be made for corn prices challenging support at $5 or heading back toward the June highs of $6.28, depending on what USDA says. We're going to check those futures prices in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
August live cattle up 32 cents yesterday, 121.92. October up 22 at 127.75. August feeder cattle up 105, 157.40. September up 72, 159.80. July hogs up 202, 106.97. Kansas City wheat, July's up a penny, 619. September up a quarter penny at 627. Chicago wheat, July down 6 1/4, 639 3/4. September down 5 1/4, 646 1/4. July corn's up 19 cents at 694 1/2. September up a penny at 559 1/4. July soybeans up 2 3/4, 1359 3/4. August up 3 cents at 1339 3/4.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.